last time on Painted Black.
I've been keeping up the story of Justin Herman. Via,
oh, really?
Yeah, man.
I'm an image? Like, or...
Well, no.
Oh, you don't want to know this shit?
Well, happen. No. But like, the last story we told was that chick said you had the wimp to get.
Oh.
Now.
Yeah.
All right, Brad, to you.
Penis chorophily.
Okay, so that's when you wake up in the morning and you're super hard, right? And then you, like, go face down and you're just mushing your hard dick. Just straight crushing it.
I don't think he's a Jew.
I mean,
Judeo-Christian God,
let,
sure.
Let me tell you, his job does not honor Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah.
But he recently proposed.
Get your ass to work, Jew.
Bread, COA.
Currently on Ambien.
We want to see black remakes of the childhood movies that we love. Make black Gremlins. It's like, nigga, give me my chicken. You only don't keep your chicken away from your Mogwai.
Mogwai was my slave name.
Okay.
It's like, yo, Jamal, break me off a piece of that watermelon.
You can, it's after midnight.
I didn't think these things talked. Welcome back to the Painted Black Podcast, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Pete Berg.
That would be me. I'm Pete, and that's Brian.
What's going on?
And here's Lou.
Yo.
Welcome to Painted Black. And Lippy's back.
Present.
What's up, Lip?
Not much. Yo, why can you open the window when your entire house is a fucking big pot cloud anyway?
Because it's hot in here.
Oh, right.
It's a tiny room,
trying,
have you not noticed?
Like, ventilation for the fucking window.
Oh, no, it gets warm.
Segue to our last guest. I was trying to be nice to your girl.
Mm. Oh, yeah, we got a spectator in the room. Hi, Tiff.
Hi.
She don't want to be on mic.
Don't be afraid of it, sweetheart.
How's everyone doing?
Good, good.
Thank fucking God it's the weekend.
I hear that.
Yeah, they talked a lot of shit about the Pope fucking on my commute. It's all good.
Didn't happen?
Just a lot of Mexicans. Jesus. Jesus
Open
Cristo.
Whole Pope thing cracks me up. Like, what's he actually doing?
Just blessing people.
Blessing stuff. All at once.
Oh, by the way, Pope Ken, I mean, like...
We have a Pope
of
our
own. Yeah,
we
already got a Pope.
He also diddles, so that's a
well, that's
an issue.
Right up the Pope's alley, I hear. It's not a huge stretch.
So he's here, and is everyone, like, forgetting about the 700 people fucking trampled in Mecca or some shit?
Oh, I saw that. They were, like, a big religious gathering happened in Mecca, and then, like, a stampede happened, which is, like, the end of the world for the third world, I guess. And fucking like 1,000 people died, like 700 people.
Seriously, that many?
Yeah,
I had just, not heard this.
They're lined up in the streets, just with like covers over them.
Mm-hmm.
It's dead.
Holy shit!
Just to touch a big cube.
Oh, it was for the the thing in Mecca. What do they call it?
The annual cube. Running after the cube.
The great
that
holy...
little box from Hellraiser.
They call it the gleaming of the cube, like that Slater movie from '88.
Wow! So, take the hint, religious people. Take the hint.
I mean, it's you know someone's gonna die when like a bunch of people of terrorist descent.
I don't think that's their nationality.
A terrorist attack. That was just blatantly like, excuse me, out of the way, peck, and they just fucking step on each other.
It wasn't like they're killing midgets.
Maybe.
Well, the peck.
I mean, how tall do they really grow?
I don't know.
They have shitty water. They can't be that tall.
I mean. Just like in Fiji, they have the best and tallest motherfuckers in the world or something.
I think Lippy's getting the Middle East confused with the Shire. It's a different place.
I don't think they're hobbits there. Well, their toes are pretty hairy, too.
Probably.
The Middle East is way
not,
more stinkier than the fucking...
They're not, like,
I think
it'd
be
people.
On the same level of stink.
It's a different stink. It's like a foot stink compared to, like, a B.O. stink. It's like, you could at least get some Dr. Scholes in that motherfucker and, like, work things out. The B.O. stink, I mean...
Gold bond.
You have to hose that whole place out.
We're off to a great start.
Well, it's not our fault that they killed 700 people trying to touch a cube.
It's all silly. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if people got trampled trying to see this Pope. They got all that paparazzi out there and everything. Just clogging up the streets.
I don't even get it, man. Like, there wasn't that big of a crowd. And I was literally where he was all day. He was in Central Park. I work next to Central Park. There wasn't a huge crowd. I go through Penn Station every morning and every evening. No one cared. But I'm sure there's like going to be a ton of people, but I guess they were like good with it.
It's all hipsters in New York now. They're like agnostic. They're like, the Pope, eh.
But this is the cool Pope. This is the Pope everyone likes.
Why? Because he likes gay marriage?
Because he's like a fan of changing things for the better. He's hip.
I still like John Paul II, even though he's fucking
why?
Dick. I don't know, because he's the one I grew up with.
You never forget your first Pope.
Yeah.
I couldn't.
It's like an SNL cast. And then the one you grew up with is your favorite.
That other guy looked like a Sith Lord.
Yeah, because he was.
He was a Nazi.
Oh, really?
He was a Nazi youth.
He was a Nazi, Brian. He was a Nazi youth.
I don't think he renewed his membership with the party, is what I'm saying.
Because they lost. I'm sure he would have had they won.
I'm sure a lot of people would have had they won.
Well, yeah.
Would have been a much different year.
I wouldn't have named him the leader of my church. Like, wait, you were a Nazi
millions
youth?
Of people.
You know you're disqualified, right? We can't have that.
Well, Darth Popecon is out. Now we got the new guy who's like, cool Pope.
He's from Argentina, right?
Yeah. He's just like, hey, what's up, gay folk?
He seems happy all the time.
Yeah.
Kind of gay.
It's like, I love the internet.
But like the happy gay.
YouTube forever. They sell dolls of him at the 7-Eleven. That's right. Spent a lot of time at 7-Eleven again this
like
week.
Like a Beanie Baby doll?
Yeah.
Damn.
I saw a man at a 7-Eleven this week.
Yeah.
Grown man. Adult man. 40-something-year-old man. Wearing a wife beater, a man bun, and SpongeBob SquarePants pajamas.
I'd wear SpongeBob SquarePants pajamas.
3 p.m.
That's fine. I'd say I wore pajamas.
That's not
in my
fine, Libby.
Class.
That's not fine. That's everything wrong with the world.
He's living the life.
He is not.
I love SpongeBob.
That guy is comfy.
He was wearing Crocs.
You're fucking jealous. Man.
I draw the line.
Not jealous. That man
fucking,
boy.
Your slacks. And
I
your
see
button-up
people
shirt.
At the hospital wearing Crocs, and I'm like, those shits are stupid looking.
Well, that makes sense for hospital workers. Like, that's what they were made
They're
for.
They're allowed to wear sneakers.
Well, they were made for hospital workers. That's the whole point.
Now people are just wearing them out of sheer laziness.
Anyone who wears Crocs is a dick.
Yes,
I don't like Crocs. The ugliest shoe on the planet.
They're fucking ugly.
But SpongeBob SquarePants pajamas as an adult?
It's like the Discovery Zone made shoes.
It's made. SpongeBob is made for every age.
Is it?
I enjoyed.
That's the apologies of a SpongeBob enthusiast right there.
I was watching SpongeBob yesterday. I can't don't mind. Say, like, dead ass. I was watching it last night.
I don't mind SpongeBob. But you got a problem with SpongeBob?
He's sitting in front of the TV. I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Are you ready, kids?
They had a whole episode dedicated to them seeing the word fuck in the back.
I said, are you ready, kids? Aye, Captain!
Half hour later, he was yelling at Dora to where to find the clue.
No, he was still sitting
no
there going,
for God's sake.
Swiper, no swiping! For fuck's sake!
Goddamn Boca, bitch!
Oh, he just got mean at her?
Well, she's always looking for shit, man. Stop asking. Just fucking stay somewhere.
Bitch. Shit's always behind her anyway.
Yeah. Shit's always... I never watched it. I don't know.
It's terrible.
That bilingual angel.
You're not missing anything.
No.
How was everyone else's week? Anybody else see anything fucked up at a 7-Eleven, or is it just me?
It's just you, man. That's like your go-to store.
Oh, I saw one today. I saw a heavyset woman in an ill-fitting shirt applying for a job.
Did you get it?
No.
How long do you think he stays at 7-Eleven for?
He has
Let
these
me
stories.
See how this turns out.
Well, all right, Pete's 7-Eleven story is brought to you by Monster Energy Drink, because that's why I go there.
You drink that garbage?
Oh, yeah.
I drink that garbage.
Oh, my God. It's like straight up toxic.
I don't like coffee, so I put like pure motor oil in my system to keep me going.
I tell everyone on the job site it's clown piss ever since you said that the one time.
It is clown
I'm
piss.
Like, I'm drinking my clown piss right now.
No, that's fair.
And then he shuffles it off is. Like...
You drink one, you're like
waka waka.
I have a genius guy on one of my job sites. He survives on 5 hour. Like, he just shoots them.
Well, that's just caffeine.
And he's
right?
Super smart.
Yeah.
Sugar water, man. They're just telling you it's a bunch of good things in it. It's a placebo.
Sugar water.
I feel great.
To be fair, I do drink one. I still fall asleep at work. So.
No, I'm up. Like, after like 3 seconds after I sip it, I'm like,
I think I've developed a tolerance.
I'd rather take a shot of like Senor Cuervo's brew than take a fucking Monster Energy drink to the fucking.
I remember driving to Miami.
She got me a 6-pack of Duff beer, but it's Duff. It's an energy drink, and that shit tastes delicious. And I have a Flaming Mo one, which is fucking delicious.
I would like to try that.
Could you light it on fire?
Does it have cough syrup in it?
Buy it at Five Below.
Okay, I will. Where the hell is there a Five Below?
All of them taste like a cough syrup derivative.
We have Five Belows?
What the hell is a Five Below?
Levittown.
It's like a dollar store, but it only goes up to $4.99.
That should be $4.99 below.
It's Five Below. Even it out.
Just below five.
Yeah. So don't argue semantics.
Who am I to judge?
But they have a huge candy section. Like, huge.
Well, yeah, it's $5 and under. I imagine it's fucking pretty big. It's not going to have, like...
Yeah, but I feel like...
They don't have an electronic section.
Yeah, oh. No, they do. They and they have video games.
It's actually a Tiger pretty
handheld electronic video games?
They No. You get, like, an Xbox game.
Stop it.
Xbox. Like, original.
Yeah. Would you like Monday Night Raw on Xbox?
2005.
Not even.
It's like 2002. Do you like Abe's Oddworld?
I hate that. I love that game. I liked every game in that series.
Hey, look, I'm not... This is
I just enjoyed that poll. Abe's Oddworld.
Yeah, well, that's an Xbox game, and it, I mean...
It was a PlayStation
remember Blood Rain? Want to play?
I remember they made like a lot of movies starring Michael Madsen. I remember he was in a bunch of them.
The man needs work.
He's so cool, though. He's Mr. Blonde.
Was Mr. Blonde.
He still is.
Oh, he's just a guy.
He was Bill's brother. Well, without Tarantino, this guy's weak. But
yeah, you really petered out after the second credit.
Which one's Michael Madsen?
Sin City.
Okay.
He was a like third-rate character. He was the partner of the guy who never appeared again after the
first I'm sorry, time. If you played that part, would you not say you were from Sin City?
Oh, I would.
All right, he's only got two more movies on you, so give him a break.
It's true. I'm sorry, Michael Madsen. I owe you an apology.
Was the second Sin City any good?
It was Ava Green's titties. A lot of boobs. Fantastic.
Oh, all right.
That's the only takeaway from that movie. And then they had, what's his name? Josh Brolin. He gets his face messed up and he disappears to go get a new face. And you think, oh, this is where he turns into Clive Owen. Because they're the same character. It's a prequel. And then he comes back and it's Josh Brolin in a Clive Owen wig. And I went, wow, they really skimped out on that one. What, was Clive Owen busy?
I didn't like the big payoff for Joseph Gordon-Levitt's character. Where he's the gambler and he's like killing it.
Oh, they're like, he's an awesome character and he's dead.
Yeah, it's just, Stacey Keach was the main bad guy?
Stacey Keach.
He's just like, you're my son, but fuck you, you're dead and I don't really give a shit. It's not going to make a difference in my life.
This would be a spoiler if it was an interesting plot line.
Yeah.
Gordon Levitt has a really good show on Netflix now that fucking. I think it's like Hit Record, it's called.
Yeah.
It's like a variety show type thing hosted by him.
Pass. Variety show? What is it, 1973? Mm hmm.
Friday recorded kind
of
like
hey,
that.
What about Comedy Bang Bang?
That's a spoof of a Friday show. It's more of a talk show for hipsters.
Yeah. It's a variety show, people. It's a fucking...
I never...
It's that mostly dude with the guy on the keyboard just I don't has weird him delusions,
funny. Yeah,
right?
He's just... I don't find I love him funny. That guy. He's just kind of...
He's not
he's
even on weird. It anymore. He's not on it anymore.
He left. He's a DJ for somebody now.
He's one of the band leaders from the late night shows. Mm-hmm. But now they got Kid Cudi.
I was thought really? He was the drummer for The Roots.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's on...
That's racist, Lippy.
No, the drummer for The Roots is on...
He's a drummer, too?
One of the guys that took over, Jimmy Fallon.
Fallon, yeah. Well, The Roots are the house band for Fallon, I think.
No, Just Questlove is
just
the drummer. Dude,
yeah. No, it's okay. The Roots,
right? No, it's Just Questlove.
We're going to have to look that
pretty
up.
Pretty sure it's just...
It's just Questlove.
They're like, fuck you, niggas. We just want the dude with the brain nose.
Place
fro.
Your bets here.
I think you're wrong.
You look it up. It's going to take longer to find out you're wrong about it.
I'm actually Googling it. Talk amongst yourselves.
All right, well, I might as well clear my balls since this is dead air.
Yeah. I feel like you just said clear my balls.
Clear my balls. You want to clear my balls there, bud?
Who's the house band for Jimmy Fallon? The Roots. The Roots.
Which is what members?
Yeah. So says Wikipedia. Means it's real.
Which members?
It's on the internet, Lippy.
It's like a Snapple fact.
Means it's a fact.
Which Roots members?
Yeah.
I'm looking that up.
Questlove.
Black Thought, Questlove, Kamal Gray, Frank Knuckles Walker, Captain Dirk Douglas, Damon Tuba Gooding Jr., Bryson, James, Mark Kelly, Ian Hendrickson.
That's
Smith.
Just a racist Wikipedia post. He's just naming black people at this point.
Past members include Josh Rubberband Abrams, Malik B., Owen Biddle. I can keep going. There's a lot
that's
of these.
I
dudes.
Think that's the whole band.
There's that many guys in The Roots?
There's not that many guys.
It's like Slipknot.
Oh, they're not? No. They're like nine drummers for no reason.
Apparently the Roots are like Menudo. They just keep cycling people out.
When they grow hair on their nuts?
Keep them fresh.
All right.
Want to do news?
I said all right, but I was not ready. Pietro segments.
Let's do news.
Live, ladies and fellas, from the invisible airways of the Planet Back Studios, here is the news.
Who hates selfie sticks as much as I do?
There's a wrestler at one. He sucks.
What?
There's a wrestler on NXT with one.
He's... You can make a gimmick out of a selfie stick?
Its gimmick sucks. Fucking...
He's the guy who takes selfies?
The Irish guy made his gimmick out of a shillelagh.
I mean, it's funny in the sense where he walks out and on Titantron you see what he's taking pictures of, but other than that, it's just...
I hate it already. You ever walk through Times Square, like recently?
Nah.
With... Like,
there must be so many Asians with selfie
sticks. You get
sticks.
Clocked. You get beaten with selfie sticks. Just from people whipping them around without looking. Like, you walk out with some bruises.
Specifically Asians.
I'm not going to lie. They're all Asians. Yeah. Every last one of them. But now they got a new thing. Cinnamon Toast Crunch presents the selfie spoon.
I like it.
Should probably not cough in the mic when I'm finishing a sentence.
Does that mean... No, I'm good. Does that mean, like, I'm videotaping myself eating cereal?
Yes. It's so that you could selfie while eating cereal.
Oh, I was just down with
I'd
Cinnamon
fuck with
Toast
them.
Crunch.
I'd do, like, Frosted Flakes or something.
That's against the rules. This is for Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
What's keeping me from just eating the one cereal?
The fact that Cinnamon Toast Crunch is offering this for free, if you ask them nicely, I guess.
All right, but when I get it, what's keeping me from just eating Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
Fucking nothing but your rebellious attitude. Just go for it, man.
Does it make your cereal taste worse if it's not Cinnamon Toast Crunch? It's got like a cinnamon handle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm boring. I like Raisin Bran.
I like some Raisin
Bran. You deserve
Bran.
To be beaten with
you know what? Sometimes
spoon.
I overdo it, though. And then I'm laid up in the bathroom for a while. I'm like, I should have never had that second helping.
Why is it so easy to go through a whole box in like one sitting now?
It's because it's
cereal.
It's so fucking dense.
It's like...
I mean, I like cereal.
Well, Raisin Bran in particular.
A bowl is fine. Huh?
Yeah, but I find that like, first off, you start with like, it's a big bowl because you're like, nah, I'm a fucking grown man. I can eat a big bowl of cereal. And then by the time you're done, you know... You're like, well, I still got a little bit more room. I'll just have another bowl. But you're like, I'm still a man, so I'm going to have that man bowl. And then before you know it, there's half a fucking box. And then you look at the serving size. It's like serving size, 14.
To answer me this question, is there at least Saturday morning cartoons on when you're eating this box of cereal? Like,
or SpongeBob.
If not, you're cerealing wrong.
Yeah.
Honey Bunches of Oats.
Honey good. Bunches of Oats. I never had that. I don't know. Is it good?
It's like Raisin Bran with, like, oat clusters.
Is this really a conversation that's being recorded for the ages?
I like Corn Pops. Corn Pops is a good cereal.
Like Cocoa Puffs or any knockoff.
We're on the record.
Cocoa Puffs is good cereal too, man. Rice Krispies.
Whatever happened to those honeycombs?
Do they still have them?
I don't know.
What was it, Smacks?
Yeah.
They still have Smacks? Smacks.
Or like blueberry, or like
oh, it's October coming up. They're around.
They're gonna bring them back.
That's Halloween the is cereal. Well represented by in the cereal market.
Frankenberry.
A couple years ago, I got psyched. I was like, blueberry's back, fucking A. And I bought it. I'm like, this is disgusting. It's like berry chocolate.
If you want to get mad nostalgic, if you like the Ecto Cooler from back in the day, Hawaiian Punch makes a green one that tastes identical. To
is it still good?
Yes.
I don't like Hawaiian Punch, though.
Because there's so many things...
No, it doesn't taste like Hawaiian. It tastes like fucking Hi-C Ecto Cooler.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
There's so many things you go back to as an adult, and you're like, ugh.
No, I love that
stuff. This is not good.
All that,
I drank it this summer.
Sour Patch Kids, I'm like, oh!
I'm good.
I say a lot of candy.
I watched a video of some guy eat 200 Warheads, and like his mouth...
At once?
Yeah, well, he popped like 5 or 6 at a time, but he just kept doing it until he went through 200, and he saw his tongue was bleeding.
Tongue was bleeding?
Yeah. I guess it's like eating glass after a while.
No, it's not. It's
and
like
this,
eating candy.
This is why the internet is bad for people.
I watch dumb shit.
Well, because he wouldn't have done that if he wasn't going to get his, like, 1,000 views.
Oh.
And now he's got a jacked up tongue.
They do stupid shit. Some dude, they have this, like, 10,000-year-old egg. It's black. And you could buy them from Asia. You get, like, a fucking carton of these black eggs.
They have a lot of them?
They have a lot of eggs
like
that?
It's like, that's a delicate. Well, they seem to like eating, like, fishy and fetuses and shit like that.
They're fucking gross,
they do eat nasty stuff. So this dude's eating fucking 1,000-year-old egg, pukes at the end. But they're black.
Why would you... Black is no good.
Yeah. Black, put it back.
Yeah. I'm not. He's got skull and crossbones in the front too. Like,
you crack it open and a ghost writing. Flies out. Danger.
You'll get sick.
Botulism.
All right. So next.
The selfie thing. I actually read that selfie.
Oh, I heard this.
Selfie related deaths are beat out shark deaths.
This year, yeah.
So they're deadlier than sharks.
More people have died taking selfies than have died in shark attacks.
Well, shark attacks are random. Selfies are on purpose.
That's a lot of guys getting scared going, ah! Fucking screaming because they just got poked with this long-ass stick.
Wait, how
I mean,
die,
how
though?
Else is it going to kill you?
Yeah, I don't think you quite understand what's happening here, Lippy. They're taking selfies in precarious situations. Train tracks, edges of rooftops.
I thought just the amount of people that are dying because they're getting hit with selfies.
In front of speeding cars,
it's like the person taking the photos.
I want to see the Venn diagram of this. How many people have been taking selfies with sharks and then have been eaten? Like, where's the crossover?
There's got to be at
least
one.
There is someone.
I bet you there's at least one.
No, there's a video right now.
Is there really?
On YouTube of a dude getting mauled by a shark.
While taking a selfie?
He's doing like a video, like selfie video. I didn't watch it because it says it's gruesome.
Hashtag like, Jaws.
Yeah,
but it's hashtag out there. Fuck my life.
It's out there.
Pussy?
I was like, you know what? Let me just fucking keep looking up news. You know, priorities.
I hate this world so much.
Yeah.
I bet that guy in the fucking SpongeBob.
He already took a selfie leg, but I'm going to keep recording until he's all finished.
He vined it. He didn't last long.
Yeah. I can't tweet.
You two pick chump.
Let's go on to another story. Let's talk about the Dalai Lama. Talk about religious figures
that guy's
earlier.
Still alive?
Oh, he's alive and well, and he doesn't think much of women.
How
apparently.
Old is this guy?
The Dalai Lama?
I'm looking it up.
Same one of the Beatles.
Get children. On that. No, that was the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi.
Whatever. Who kicked you?
What the fuck is... That sounds like a Mario
That's a
made-up character.
Thing that fooled the Beatles out of a lot of money.
In the Ninja Turtles universe?
That was Usagi Yojimbo.
Oh, all right.
Close.
Hmm.
No, that guy was a shyster who banged me a pharaoh's sister or something.
Usagi
this
Yojimbo?
Guy. No. The Maharishi.
How dare you.
He's 80. He's not that old.
I missed that backstory.
Yeah.
That's how he got his ninja ability. But there was an interview with the Dalai Lama. They asked him all those spiritual questions. People have a lot of respect for this dude. So anything that comes out of his mouth is, you know, a lot of like real righties, you know, Dalai Lama, right on. Human rights and all that. But he said, they asked, do you think there could ever be a female Dalai Lama? And he said, yeah, but she'd have to be real pretty.
Well, yeah.
That was it. He said, if a female Dalai Lama come, then that female must be very attractive. Otherwise, not much use.
Damn.
Can't be smart and like...
It's pretty cold-blooded for
cold-blooded.
The height of enlightenment.
Like a high thought type person. That sounded really ignorant.
Well,
like a real deep individual.
Yeah, one of them thinking
like
folk.
Like Dalai Lama-ish.
The guy got smarts.
You can't describe the Dalai Lama... As Dalai Lama-ish.
Yes, I can.
No.
It's a.
You can't define a word with
that
word.
It's a pronoun now?
The word you're looking for is Dalzy-mask.
Yeah. Lou, stop being so Lou-ish about this.
Exactly. I figure let's just hit him with one of these.
Your words mean nothing to me!
Good.
Yeah.
All right, let's move off Dalai Lama. That was non-story.
I, like, missed what the point of that was.
He hates bitches.
Now, he loves the bitches. He doesn't want to put them in any type of, like...
Don't
they
give
just
him
have
power.
To be pretty
yeah.
bitches.
Yeah.
Said they'd have to be pretty. A man from Colorado. He was convicted of murder after he took out a large insurance policy on his wife and then shoved her off a 128-foot cliff.
Did he at least wait? See, if he would have waited like a year, it probably wouldn't have been like right in the paper.
She was quoted
he
as saying...
He probably like picked it up and like the next day pushed her.
Thank you, Lou.
She held a sign out that said, yikes.
Yeah. And then put up a tiny umbrella.
Start flapping her wings. If I've never fallen off a cliff, I am not flapping, man. I don't want to go down. There's too many phones around.
Luke put in the email, this man attempted the Acme method of murder.
There's a part of this story you're going to want to hear.
All right, so is it the map?
You're yeah.
referring to the map? So he's, you know, saying, pleading ignorance. Yeah, this is the second wife to die mysteriously while he was the only witness to the crime in an out-of-nowhere area. But then they found his map, where he marked the spot where she fell with an X days prior.
Kill bitch here.
I love his attention to detail.
He labeled it with a post-it that said, push spot.
It's probably all in crayon.
And then 4.7 mil, biatch...
Really?
No. But the ex was real.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is the second time this has happened. The first wife...
The second time he pushed a bitch off the cliff?
No, the first wife was killed while changing a tire mysteriously.
Hmm. Oh, fudge.
Both times he quickly had them cremated to hide the evidence. So he's... Fool me once.
Yeah. Got the funeral home on speed dial.
My bride is dead. Again.
Again.
Going to Vegas.
All right, let's talk about slow internet speeds. Real plight on this show lately. Mm. Moving on, Richard Dawkins. You all know who Richard Dawkins is?
I know the name, but I know what he's doing.
He's a atheist guy.
Read the Bible? I'll feed you the damn Bible.
And I'm torn on this story because I like him. I've read his books.
Yeah.
But this is a pretty out there theory that he's put out regarding Ahmed Muhammad.
Bomb maker.
Clock kid.
Oh, that motherfucker. All right.
Enjoyed your joke on Bold and Belligerent, Lou, where you said that the only way this would be less suspicious is if he tied it to his chest.
It looked like a fucking 24 clock. Like, get Jack Bauer to disarm this shit.
But he said that he was suspicious of this kid, and they said why, and he said because he disassembled and reassembled a clock, which is fine, and then claimed it was his, quote, invention, which is fraud. And then people ran with it, and they said, why are you suspicious of his motives? And he writes back, I don't know, possibly he wanted to be arrested, police played right into his hands. Anyway, now invited to the White House, crowdfunded, etc. Was this a malicious plot to get attention?
Him?
As he's insinuating.
That could have been a possibility that the kid planned it like that to get busted. That's always possible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's no way.
I don't think
he's 14-year-old. There's no way he Kaiser Soze'd that, man. It's like, trip to the White House.
Well, I think the big thing is, like, he's saying the kid is supposed to be, like, this super smart engineer. And he's like,
that's
no.
That's all he could make as a super
like,
smart engineer?
No, he bought that shit.
Yeah,
he
did.
How do you even make it when Radio Shack's closed for business, man?
Right.
Where would you go for part? Like, you have to online order everything and just wait for it to get there. It takes a while.
But it still is like.
He had Amazon Prime.
Yeah, exactly.
Amazon Prime, too.
They've got everything.
2 weeks for the styrofoam head, man.
Okay, all right.
Straight out of China.
So we do have to address
Alibaba.
The fucking mannequin again.
Uh-huh.
The mannequin has a head now. The KZ mannequin.
You did it this time.
Woo. The problem is.
Looks like
the second best mannequin alive.
Promise the mannequin has a neck, and then the head that he attached onto it also has a neck. Yeah. So this thing has double neck, and it's horrifying.
It looks disturbing.
It's like if you took the rings off those African chicks.
Right.
It's just kind of a foot and a half of neck.
I noticed that you popped the collar.
You popped the collar?
And there's still a good
maybe hide
18
it?
Inches of neck.
He looks like he's about to break dance.
Yeah. He looks like he's about to murder you and eat your soul.
I doubt that the person who's going to murder me, eat my soul, is dressed like a Jabba.
This is how you dress up an alien like E.T. when you try to like march him down the street without anybody noticing.
Right, hello, fellow human.
Yeah, exactly. I picture it saying
I have some of your earth monies.
Yeah, Pete said pre-show, it looks like fucking Slender Man.
It looks like a Slender Man. It's got, like, those limbs that don't really have any form.
Yeah, the people are onto that suit, so.
I'm not sleeping tonight. It's all. I'm going to wake up, see that thing in front of me. It's going to be like, hello, Earthman.
Like, hello, Earthman.
Oh, it's going to rap like KZ.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to sleep, but I am a creep.
No, you did it wrong because that rhymed.
It was in some awful shoehorn bullshit.
Yeah.
Whew. It looked like Ryan was gearing up to, like, I was hoping he was going to
hit him with a
crazy
rhyme.
All right, let's move on.
Yeah.
We go to Maine, where a politician has decided that it's time to crack down on those mooching off society and start a website where the poor who have been accepting welfare have to register, have their names, addresses, and the amount of time and money that they've received welfare for be posted publicly.
It's not going to be that much.
I mean, it's a maximum of 26 weeks. I mean, what else are you going to get?
This guy took upwards of like 10 grand over the course of 2 years.
Well, I like what Lou wrote. This is how the purge begins.
Right. We've got shotguns.
Because they're always looking for the poor.
How about instead of shaming the poor, why don't you shame the rich with the tax breaks they get? Like, the people at Enron, what was their golden parachutes worth?
Right.
Mm-hmm. How much money did they lose their employees?
Yeah.
And see if that doesn't start something.
You want to talk about bank buyouts or people on welfare?
Yeah, shaming the poor is redundant, all right? Like, it's stupid. Like, there's no reason to do that. All right, you're on welfare because you don't have a job. Not because necessarily you're lazy. It's because You could just be out of a job.
Because times are tough.
Yeah. And it's like they give you, oh, well, you're living large, you're in Vegas every weekend. It's like, all right, I got some food stamps, I got like $400 for the week.
I know mad regular people that are on that shit. Mm-hmm. And they're not like degenerates. I mean, well, some of them. But like,
any group has its degenerates. Like that, the rich have that guy who jacked up the price of the AIDS pills.
Yeah, I guess he's a shit.
AIDS pills?
You didn't hear that story? I don't have his name.
Well, I chose, it's a weird fucking name. But
I chose not
regardless
to.
Of price, that means they could fucking cure AIDS.
Basically, he took over this...
His name like, is Clint Fuck the Poor.
Oh, yeah. So Mr. Fuck the Poor decided to take these pills essential to the AIDS cocktail that were $1 a piece and jack them up to $8 a piece. And you need, like, thousands of these a year.
Oh, no. It was...
It was more than that?
It started at $13.
Started at $13.
We have the cure, but you bought need to out, take truckloads of it.
Like, he bought it out, so he's the owner of it now. And he jacked it up 5,000% to $750 a piece.
The part of the story that I loved that I read was a reporter asked him, why would you do that? And he goes, are you fucking stupid?
Yeah.
Like, you know why I did that.
Mm.
So he's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So we were talking about...
Speaking of the poor...
Yeah,
let's talk about people who have been driven to rob and steal. We got a couple bank robbers. What sets these apart? One of them dresses like Rick James.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
That's his disguise.
He gives the five fingers across the face.
I'm a super
anyone.
Freak. Give me the money.
There's a photo for you.
He looks just like
him. He looks like Dave Chappelle doing Rick James. Though. He doesn't look like Rick James.
Well, because Rick James like looked like a... Fucking Jabba the Hutt towards the end of
oh,
the
yeah,
days.
He was a sloppy fucking
yeah, but
mess.
That's like, you know, I mean...
This is how many, super freak.
How that's the only way... I remember what old, like, young Rick James looks like, but my forever memory is that Jabba the Hutt motherfucker on the
my
show.
My forever mm-hmm. memory is Dave Chappelle. That's what Rick James
or
looks like to
Dave
me.
Chappelle.
Well, his partner dresses up as Youngblood Priest from the 1970s movie Superfly.
That's awesome.
Got a picture of him, too. He's right
I hope they
him.
Get the money.
Yeah.
It's basically just a pimp costume.
Oh yeah,
I hope they stay in character too.
You know what? Just... You know how incognito that is. It's like it was a black guy around 5'11", 6'2", and he was wearing a pimp outfit. It's like, where do we start?
Unity.
All right. Well, now on to white people. Let's talk white people.
Mm-hmm. They're better. No, I just mean they do more fucked up fucking cracker ass shit.
That's not what it sounded like.
It did not.
That was different context.
I appreciate you applauding the white people.
I know. I'm torn on that statement.
I didn't mean it like that.
I feel better and worse.
Pete, and Tiffany.
You know what?
Good.
It's like with black people, you hear just like, oh, robbery story. But white people, it's like, dude fucked a doll and like... Tweeted it, posted
okay, so
it, and all that
he's
shit.
He's not saying his original vibe, which is more supremacy. This is more exotic crimes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I see your point.
White crimes.
White crimes.
So a man fucked a sheep. And
well, there's no gray area with white crimes. It's either like, yeah, you dicked a whole bunch of people for money, and you got away with it, or you're a serial killer.
Or a molester.
Yeah.
Or Jared.
Bestiality.
That's almost like exclusively white, right?
You made me watch you made me watch 18 years of Subway commercials and rape children.
You know, when you put it that way, it makes me even madder.
He's going to come out of jail.
Good.
Yeah, he's going to come out of jail.
He didn't say that. He took two stops on the way home when the bus is let out. He was just like,
I need a Subway.
He's the worst. You see in South Park that week one episode where Cartman, he launches the attack on the fraternity and Jared comes out.
Oh, yeah, and he's like, yeah.
It was hilarious.
Anyway, this happened in Brooklyn. There was a white guy pushing a stroller down the street, and he bumped another white guy who was jogging. This led to an altercation. The jogger did not appreciate it.
Come at me, bro.
What's that story, bro?
What's that story, bruh?
He started yelling a bunch of shit at the stroller guy about white privilege.
Oh my god, I saw that on was it Miller sent it to me?
Yeah, so he started yelling, the only reason white people like you live here is because I settled this fucking neighborhood for you.
Like fucking Christopher Columbus.
And this is also a white guy?
This is also a white man.
Yeah.
I would just, if I was the other guy, I'd be like, I don't know who you are, but but I'm going to knock you out if you fucking get any more in my face.
Well, he then yells, don't fucking come at me. I'll kill you with one punch. You're messing with the wrong guy. I fight for a living.
You look like a vegan pussy. I'll fuck you up the second you touch me.
Right.
And then he responds, you push a stroller into people, your baby could get hurt. I fight babies like you, baby.
It's not babies, they're full of cans.
I want to read that line again, though. So you fight I baby? Fight babies like you, baby.
Maybe he was hitting on him, too.
Don't worry, bitch, I didn't forget about you. Flap, flap, flap.
If that was a, I want to say, though, if that white guy had a Latino or a black person stroller into him, he'd be like, oh. Good day, sir.
Yeah.
You know how right. bad...
He decided to, like Hulk out on some guy who's just with a child. Like, yeah. You're real fucking tough, dude.
Exactly.
I think the fucking jogger was really hoping that it was a black guy that bumped him, because he just wanted to be like, nigger! He was like, you're a nigger!
Oh, well, that's getting cut. That was out of nowhere.
Take it easy there, Kramer.
Way to sandwich this story with
two very racist things. I just assume every white person's racist, and that's the one bomb they want to drop at all times.
Of course. Because it's like their unicorn word.
No, I said
they can't have it. They can never have it. So they want it.
Mm-hmm.
Is this true? Can you verify?
I say it.
Yeah.
No, but I don't say it with the ER. I say it with the kindness.
I was dramatizing the white guy. I wasn't representing myself.
You just dropped the M-bomb. Worse than any M-bomb I've heard.
No.
You accentuated it.
What about when Heather was talking about, what was it? Nigger walking?
Oh,
bro,
yeah.
He looked so uncomfortable.
That was like that was like 13 N-bombs.
They call it N-bomb walking. They call it what? Like, you know, N-I-G-G-E-R walking. And he's like, we're like, what? I don't want to say it, guys. It's not fun.
Oh, he said it, though. He said it a few times.
All right, so what's up next?
Anyway, that turned into nothing. His final response was yelling, white privilege, fuck you, fuck you.
See, still racist shit.
I just like how we can be white guys can now be racist against other white guys. We've accomplished something there.
I think it's funny just how he talks about, what is like, it, like Brooklyn?
Yeah.
He talks about it like it was a savage land.
Yeah.
There were no buildings around.
Do you know how many white people were here before I got here?
I planted my flag here while searching for El Dorado.
It's kind of like, what was it, that movie, Gangs in New York. It's like, we fought the revolution.
Yeah.
We don't want your goddamn mix coming in here and taking our shit. It's like that. It's like, we were here when there was only black people.
Right.
We won. Kicked them right the fuck out.
That's pretty much the subtext.
We raised their rent slowly but surely and got them out of here.
Gentrify. Gentrify.
This guy's ancestors definitely killed some Indians.
Yeah, I was going to say, and every Indian sitting there going, what about us?
My grandfather didn't gentrify this area so you could bring your child in here and run into me.
It's push Brooklyn, my shopping cart though, cans. So I imagine this guy is most definitely an insufferable hipster anyway.
Oh, yeah.
I bet he has a curly mustache.
Uh-huh.
Ironic t-shirt.
He worries about global warming.
If it was Russia, yeah. He would have got knocked out by some dude.
And his fucking carbon footprint. Don't forget about that.
We can't have that.
Ugh. Shop hey, look, exclusively
he has one of those
Joe's.
Remotes, those Segways that you know that yeah. Everyone's riding now.
He's part of an online think tank somewhere.
Yeah. Hey, look, man, I'm like 32 years old at this point, man. I don't think I'm
you just hesitate and forget.
He's 33 in like a week and a half.
Well, yeah, my birthday's coming up soon, so I was like, yeah. All right, so 32. I'm 32 years old at this point, man. I don't think I'm going to make any cures for anything or be president, so I got to leave some footprint behind. I want to leave a huge carbon footprint.
Yeah. Well, since you turned 30, you're leaving a big can, hemp footprint.
Yeah.
And every can of beer and every bottle of beer and every bottle of liquor.
Let it burn. I honestly
fuck the grandkids.
Honestly, when like it's the last generation and like it's like interstellar, so we got to go to another planet. Why? Well, this dick in the fucking 21st century would not recycle anything.
It's a portrait of you throwing a wrapper at a window.
You started drinking around 21. That's like over a decade's worth of unrecycled fucking...
I've never seen
there that. There are seagulls with the shit around its neck and turtles. The
seagulls are dead now.
Brian, the humanitarian. Yeah. All right.
If he's fine with humans, it's them damn sea life he don't care about.
Yeah. Well, I don't like birds. I mean, I like sea life.
Not with all the plastic rings.
I'm not the one going to the shore and throwing it in dramatically. I just throw it in my garbage, and whenever they take it, they take it.
Yeah, I like the picture that you are the one.
Yeah.
Suck it, dolphin!
Like Job.
Yeah. Go back from whence you came.
Right.
All right. Lou, you got to explain this one to me.
Okay.
Cara Delevingne. What? What's her name? Tiff's looking at me like she knows.
Delevingne?
Who is she?
She's a model.
Okay. This model
yeah.
is upset with the paparazzi.
Uh-huh.
And she went on a Twitter rant about it.
Right.
Now, you said you had a reason for bringing this up.
Because of what she wants to do to the paparazzi.
I believe it
which
was...
Which is very cats-like.
I believe it was this quote. Let me find it. There's a lot of these.
She looks bitchy.
All the way at the end, basically.
Oh, it says...
Cats-like, what is she going to do? Some awesome?
She goes, I wish I could pour molten cheese on them.
Next motherfucker that makes a move in here is getting pizza in the face!
So you had me read that so you could play that soundbite?
Yes.
You ever see the Seinfeld episode where the girl with the good lighting... That's this bitch, man. She looks awful in some of these pictures and then just looks really
good.
Let
me see a photo here.
She's got eyebrows for days.
Bottom right, not good.
That's her?
I don't know.
No. I don't think that's her. I think these are two different chicks.
Oh, I was going to say, that lighting is harsh.
The one that looks like a girl. Like a young
well, the hot one, if that's her, man. Right. What's she trying to fight for?
She wants to basically make the piping hot pizza blaster.
She was a hot cheese cannon? Yes. I'm down with her fucking thinking. All right.
She said she wanted to pour molten hot cheese on the paparazzi.
I don't know, but she's stupid, though. It's not pour. Shoot.
That's why she's a model.
What, were you a Bond villain? You're going to pour something on somebody? You got to shoot it.
Yeah. She doesn't look. She doesn't have the smarts.
If I need her a thinking. Man input some ideas in there.
Her thinking's base, in the right place.
Base. Yeah.
Good base, sweetheart.
Now that's her way of blowing her load.
Let the engineers worry about it from here.
But she's right up your alley, man. If you ever...
As far as thinking goes?
You got like soulmates.
Weaponizing pizza. Only two people I know.
Bitch, I've been talking about that for years.
Right.
You think the first person to jump on that train?
Do you have that soundbite in slow-mo?
Yes.
Can you play that for me?
Next motherfucker makes a move in here is getting pizza in the face.
That's when he had too much to smoke.
I did that more for Lippy than I...
And he does get like that.
You ever listen to an episode of this show and like you notice a noticeable change with Brian about mid-show?
He's usually very confused. Doesn't know where he is, really.
He's unclear on your balderdash answer?
Yes.
Well, that's because usually when Lou's talking, I'm thinking of mine.
We finish the story, and he's, what happened? Like,
my favorite is when I read a headline, and he goes, all right, what's next?
That's my polite way of saying, that story sucks, let's move on.
Sure, please, bro.
All
right, so what's
next, Pete?
Well, I'm actually going to get to that. Non-cheese cannon-related story. We have a Indiana woman with
what's
local...
What's next after that?
Oh, you will actually like the next one. I got that.
Right. He liked the last one.
Well, we'll get back to
a
it.
A lot.
All right.
I'm going to read this one for Brian. We got a robot story. Lippy, I don't know if you know this. Brian wants to fuck robots. It's kind of his thing.
If they have, like, you know, a womanly parts...
What if they look like...
No, just dude parts. What are you talking about?
No. Like, it's got to be soft. It's not like you're going to be fucking metal.
I don't want to fuck the Terminator skeleton.
Right, he's talking like a real doll.
Yeah. What if they look like Astro Boy?
What the hell is Astro
that
Boy?
That one only looks like it could give blowjob.
I don't want to get blown by that thing.
That's Pepper.
Pepper?
Yeah. It's like a robot.
It's hot?
That you can buy.
For $10,000.
What does it do for you?
It's an emotional robot. It reads your emotions, and it just tries to make you
happy.
How
did Rocky IV have better technology then than we do right now?
That thing was crazy.
Yeah, happy birthday, Polly. This thing's just like, how are you feeling?
This thing's a little more...
I attempted waffles, but burned them.
Sob.
Yeah.
I cannot taste the waffles somewhere. I wish I could, love.
I completely lost my train of thought. All right, so this is Pepper. He's a little Astro Boy looking robot.
A white person probably tried to marry him.
Well, no, but people have been trying to reprogram him for sex stuff.
Sex stuff.
He sounded like a robot. Sex stuff.
We're reprogramming him for sex stuff.
He fucking looks like Alpha from Morning
Does
Morning
not compute.
Advanced Boner Initiative.
Pepper, can you blow me? File not found.
Blowjob.exe corrupted.
My jaw freezes up.
Wash your balls.
Not tonight.
I have a headache.
I'm tired, sleepy. If a computer, you got a lot of excuses.
Not helping my mood, computer.
I don't like your parents.
Oh, here's the problem. Let's just move that excuse bin to the fucking recycling.
So, Pepper.
Pepper. Apparently, people are reprogramming this thing for sex. I don't know what they're doing. It doesn't have a hole.
No? So, what? Does it jerk you off?
I don't know.
Does it have hands?
It has claw hands. Like
claw hands?
I don't see
the hands. Clamps. I see. I can't trust a robot to vice grip my piece. Yeah. No,
it's risky.
One of these days, it's gonna grip too hard
or too fast.
Yeah,
a Big Bang Theory
or both.
Wallowitz fucking made one and it got stuck to his cock.
So yeah, it's just gripped the shit.
Yeah,
out of
me.
That's actually a plot line on that fucking show.
Yeah, he had this like hand that he programmed, and he tried to jack himself off with it.
All right, so the guy's an idiot already because you would program a mouth first, right?
The hand had something to do with like space. Like the hand was going to do things.
It was
and he just tried to jack himself
off. Okay. I was going to say, who wants a hand job?
It wasn't just like, I'm sure
a guy in space would take what he can get.
Right. If you're on a fucking expedition.
10 million miles away, I might as well take
for
an
HJ. 2 years. Yeah, maybe like, you want a robo hand job. But not on Earth.
Dude, I would be. I was like, what does a money shot look like in space?
You know what it looks like.
In space?
It's just like shit floating all over the place.
And a floating amoeba.
Yeah. You gotta watch it. You might get across the streams. Hit yourself in the face with your own shadow.
No, but apparently this robot is also very flirtatious, so people have gotten the wrong idea.
How's it looking, big boy?
Kind of. It says things like, they have a video here, I only have screenshots, but it says, if you could give me a name, would it be Hot Pepper?
Some guy programmed
this. They should just give it Siri.
It says to this guy, you're so very chic. Are you a model? So this robot comes on to you.
Asking for it.
Do you think if you had it talk to Siri, they'd start bouncing off each other? You sound like a rapist.
Fuck you, chime a lesbian.
Yeah.
Sound fucking sexy, Siri. You want to get him?
Yo, they did that on BoJack.
Starts humping your phone.
I love that. That show's awesome.
All right, let's go back to the story that I was going to read.
Yeah.
Lou says this is local ties.
Yeah.
This video made the rounds online this week. I watched it. It was funny. You see a car driving down the street. Woman jumps out of car. Car just keeps on going.
Oh, I saw that.
Rams a school bus. Turns out that this 35-year-old woman was driving. Spider was in the car. She jumped out. Now, world's worst mother, she left her 9-year-old in the car.
There was a kid in there?
The reason that car kept going is that kid jumped into the front seat like, stop this thing! And he hit the gas instead.
Unless Shelob is in there, man, I can't be jumping out of a car over a spider.
Yeah,
she jumped out the car.
The spider's still on you, right?
On a busy road. No, this thing wasn't on her. It crawled across the steering wheel or something.
No, I thought it said it went across her shoulder. So she.
Oh, this one. The other one. There's the two women. This one had it on her shoulder. So jump out the car?
Yeah.
It's like, if I'm going down, I'm taking you with me.
That's excessive. Yeah.
Very excessive. So she had a 9-year-old. Tried to stop the car.
Had?
Did he survive?
Had.
And I think no,
he, spider got him.
Kid had some head injuries.
Super poisonous.
They found him cocooned in the back seat.
Yeah, it was like almost like an airbag. He didn't get hurt when it crashed.
I think the reason, Lou, that you sent this to me is that it's not the first time this has happened.
Yeah.
Back in 2009, a woman named Leah D. Giovanna, 24-year-old woman, had the same thing in Massapequa, New York, which is right down the road from here, and jumped out the car at the same time. And you know this woman or something?
Well, I suspect... That's like they're related
same
to my
spider.
Doctor. Because the doctor I go to is like D. Giovanna, you know, whatever. That's
spider,
the name of my fucking
spider
doctor.
Crawled out
that,
just in the
I thought list. You had some hard evidence. That
no.
I know this bitch.
D. Giovanna in Massapequa.
My father's brother's cousin's former roommate.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's like my doctor's kid or something.
Yeah.
Just fucking slamming into trees because of spiders.
Does he really hate spiders?
Well, not him. He didn't do it.
I bumped a curb because a spider dropped down on me. I was trying to smash it.
Bumping a curb is different.
And PT was like, yo. And like, I didn't have enough time. The second he said yo, it was like, ba-boom. And I hit the curb.
Oh, my God.
It's very different.
What he's leaving out from that story is Lippy's quote of,
oh, yeah. It dropped right down on me. I fucking flipped there like was... a bit. I didn't jump out of my car.
Right. He didn't abandon shit.
Fuck you, Pete.
I actually have a bug story this week. I went to the Giants game. We were tailgating. And, you know, we're all drinking, eating, and all the people start freaking out. And these people are, like, in their 30s, the professionals have children. And they're freaking out. And I'm like, what? What's going on? It's like, there's a bee. I'm like, all right. And I'm like, where's the bee? And they're like, we trapped it under a cup. What are we going to do? And I'm like, what do you mean? And you're like, they're like, what are we going to do with the bee? And I'm like, I lifted up the cup, high-fived the bee, and, like, that was just really the end of it. And I was like, what? Like, you guys never fucking mess with bees?
People are like that. It's disturbing.
I used to fight him to the death, and then I came with like a understanding that now we're brothers in arms.
My favorite thing is like
I used to not like him.
You were a pussy.
I was definitely a pussy with bees, but now they don't bother me.
They're bees. There's so many bees.
My favorite thing is going to a barbecue and they have the food out, and you always have the person there who's like, I can't eat that. There was a bee on it.
It's better than
a
fly.
It's not there anymore. Even the fly. Yeah. Fuck the fly. What's it gonna do to you?
Well, I heard they throw up on
me. You're not going to take a bite of whatever it is and go into sepsis.
That's how they eat.
Yeah. I mean, flies jump on dog.
You're eating a hot dog. You're eating way worse.
Oh, definitely. I've seen Fast Food Nation. I know what I'm
There's
eating.
Flies in the meat, and you're worried about a little
There's
fly
shit
view.
In the meat.
There's a lot of things in the meat. Just eat the fucking meat. It's delicious.
You sound like Bruce Willis from that movie, Fast Food Nation. At the very end, he was like, eat the burger. There's shit in the meat.
It's like sometimes you all got to eat a little bit of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Do it every day at work.
All right. Mm. Eat shit.
That's the end of the news.
All right.
So, break time?
Breaks.
Let's take a break. Come back with Balderdash.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Hope you're enjoying the show so far. We're taking a little break, get some more beers, stretch our legs a little bit. Just want to take a quick moment to thank you all for listening and ask you a big favor. If you can please go rate and review us on iTunes.
Rate and review us on Stitcher.
Don't forget to vote for us on Podcastland because every vote helps.
Yeah, let's get us featured. And don't forget, tell your friends. You think we're funny? Tell some people. Spread the word. Every like we get, every download we get makes us smile. That keeps us moving along. So thank you guys and enjoy the rest of the show.
And this is Damian Cross, the host of The Offensive Line.
If you're not listening to the podcast, this is what you're missing.
We're going to go over our weeks first. Who's got an interesting week?
Okay, well, I can start it off by saying that me and Zach had a wonderful, interesting week.
He fucking Bill Cosby, man.
I did not Bill Cosby, you son of a bitch. Okay, so this is the deal. So every time Zach hangs out with me, he passes out fucking drunk. And then it's supposed to be my fault.
It's
so.
Only when I hang out with you. So, no. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and blame
okay.
you.
Okay, so, like, I'm driving him off to work and everything. Everything like that is like, oh, that never happens to me. He always tells me that. It's like, I never get that way. I'm like, okay, fine. If you're drunk, you're just a fucking drunk. I don't care, dude. You know, just, you're still a good co-host and friend.
It's you, man. I swear, dude. That's like, yeah, I drink, but I never, like, I mean, back in the day, yeah, but, like, you know, lately, and, like, this whole year, like, I don't get like that anymore.
I know what it is. It's roofies.
Yeah.
So why not? So you're not going to even take my side on this?
No, you like the tougher guys. That's why you like Zach.
How
you don't
dare
like
you?
Me.
You like the ruggedness.
Yeah.
No, it is because I notice you only hang out with me when I have a beard.
Whatever. Make sure you check us out on iTunes, Stitcher, and go to our website at utterlyoffensive.com.
In the beginning, there were two good friends from Houston, Texas.
You're a cumbag.
He's my friend.
It's a melon.
You're a melon.
What do I look like?
I don't know. Someone with no depth.
There was Tony B.
I like dick. I'm gay. Man, that's a lot of cum, man.
And then there was Nat.
Thank God I have AIDS. They might as well face rape you. Why don't you just swallow it as it goes instead of building it up?
They felt like they had something important to say.
Every woman has a fantasy.
Cum makes the world go round.
Why does everything have to be cum flavored?
How would you get hard looking at your own shit?
They wanted to pass on some sage wisdom to the youth of the world.
Fuck you. Just because you're young and stupid.
AIDS goes hand in hand with friendship.
K
kick that kid in the face, man. And I don't care if I would have gotten in trouble. Where the hell are you getting all this inspirational bullshit?
This drive to be role models would eventually form the Lo-Fi Show.
God, these guys are terrible, and they're assholes.
This is freaking magic, and you're gonna shit all over it?
Go to thelofishow.com. Listen to them on Stitcher, iTunes, and on most podcast apps. Follow them on Twitter at The Lo-Fi Show.
Because we're almost done with the damn show, and I don't want to fucking, like, look at it, man.
All right, back.
Boulder dash time.
Dash, dash, dash.
Here we go.
Do the boulder dash. Do the boulder dash. Do the boulder. 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 Dash, 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 motherfucker. Black man from the offensive line. That's right. Let's do it. Do the boulder dash. Let me see that ass. Turn on real quick. Let me see those tits. That's right. Boulder. Dash. Boulder. Dash.
That's a good fucking guy, man.
You can't help but dance to that.
Yeah. If we could revote that, I would vote him again. I wrote him this time.
I feel that one got swept under the rug a little bit. And I think because he did two, and they were both strong, and it was hard to pick between them.
I think that was his downfall.
I mean, no insult to Casa Mirth. I still support my decision.
You know what? Because he was, you played his in the beginning, right? And then like we had like all of ours, we had all the other podcasts going, and like it was so far from when you played it. We were like, I don't even remember it. You know
what we're saying is thank you, Black Man.
Yeah. it was a good one.
And, you know, he
did some work, and
he doesn't just have the offensive line; he has the Darkest Hour.
Darkest Hour.
I listened to this latest one. He got a couple of his black friends on, discussed some current event issues like Black Lives Matter movement, stuff like that.
Does he do stand up?
Yeah.
I know he's a comedian. Eric.
Yeah, he hosts a bunch of stuff at comedy clubs in Florida. So keep an eye out for him on Twitter. And
what's his name?
Eric Feeling. And
it's like an F-I-E.
Really. Yeah, like the word ceiling, but with F. And this week, they were talking about Black Lives Matter, and then all of a sudden it was like the evolution of the booty.
I will be listening to this.
Yeah, at some point in the late 90s, man, J-Lo just came around and changed the game.
I was like, yeah, you know what? You're right. Women didn't look like that back then.
Much now, to my detriment, because I'm a tit guy.
Booty is more important than water.
And you're like,
uber
white, man. You just
uber white. Like super, with translucently white.
Yeah.
And now every song's about a butt, and I don't know what to do.
I mean, you got to go back 10 years in history, and every song's about a butt, but...
Every song right now is about a butt. You got your Nicki Minaj's and your...
What song? Anaconda.
Yeah.
What song is about butts?
What was it? Omarion had some song where, like, in the middle of it, some Chinese bitch came out, and she was like, you got to eat the booty like groceries. And I was like, say what?
What? I'm not even sure what that means.
Just eating butthole out. But the thing is, it's
yet. That's like gentlemen in the room, Lippy, you're exempt from this because your woman's in the room.
Looking at you, not saying a
fucking word. How many have eaten booty?
No.
It's an off-menu item. You could order it. It may not be the night it gets cooked, but it's an off-menu item.
I could. I'm not really in any situation.
I'm trying to spare her.
Oh,
if you're talking about menus, it's more like the escargot. I'm not going anywhere near that shit.
Why? I mean, it's got to be in the heat of the moment type thing. But if it's requested,
yeah,
it's an off-menu item.
Whitest guy in the room. I've fucking done that shit.
If it's requested,
it's not exactly.
I'm immediately going into like negotiation mode.
What's in it for me?
Yes.
You get your nut. Like, what do you mean, what's in it for you?
Exactly.
that's the finish line. What are you talking about?
There's only one outcome.
Sometimes you gotta eat a butt to nut.
And it's outcome. That's it.
That's not enough.
Yo, dude, what do you mean that's not enough?
It's not enough, man.
What, do you want some cereal, too? Like,
that would help.
For sure.
They make a selfie. They make a selfie.
To help you out, be Cocoa Pebbles.
They make a selfie spoon for that.
Spoon. No, I don't think booty is something you eat with spoons.
No, it's cereal.
I'd much rather selfie stick myself in buttholes. It's like, all right.
Hashtag tongue punching.
Tongue
hashtag
punching.
Fruity Pebbles.
Hashtag fart box.
All right, let's play this fucking game.
Yeah.
We're on a weird tangent there. Lou, you won last week.
Yeah.
Who goes first this week?
Let's make cats go first.
Cats. Brian, you get a definition. And I guess we'll go, which way did we go last time?
It's always clockwise.
We went this way last time, so I guess.
I like to switch it every week. So, Lippy, you're going to be up next. What is the definition of the word snittle?
Snittle? It's a Fraggle Rock snitch. You fucking
stool pigeon to Fraggle Rock.
Who's eating the doozer's fucking building?
It was him!
It was that Fraggle! He did it!
The doozer sticks are delicious, though.
You know what?
What do you think those were like? Pure opium, I think.
The doozer sticks?
Yeah.
I never got why they just...
That was crystal meth.
That was crystal meth.
I never got why the doozers just didn't, like, poison those bastards.
Heisen Doozer makes them.
He's the only doozer with that stupid hat.
I'm the one who dooses.
Are they Smurf? They're
probably their a distant cousin of
Smurf. Yeah, they gotta be related. One's blue, one's green.
They actually hate Smurfs.
Yeah.
Hatfields and McCoys.
It's like black people and Africans where they just don't get along.
Like, we appreciate our roots with the Smurfs, mm-hmm. but we're separate people.
Yeah, we don't like you, though. All right, that's my answer.
Okay. You did, what was it?
Snittle.
Fraggle Rock Snitch.
Fraggle Rock Snitches.
Snittle?
Lippy? Snittle.
I don't know. Snittle is like, it's like a little sneeze. It's like a chew. It's like, I snittled a little.
It's a mouse's sneeze.
I like a Lippy for once goes super innocent, and yeah. it's actually super funny. Sorry, it's niddled.
I expected multiple N-bombs.
It's the kind of sneeze that's not met with a God bless you, but an aw.
I wish I had the Kramer
It's like what drop. Puppies do.
I imagine Lippy's answer would be, you're a nigger! You're a nigger! Well,
Sniddled. It delights me. It delights me. Lou, sniddle.
All right.
That word's just funny.
I'm going to call it that from now on. That's the one to beat, Lou. Yeah. Do it.
Do you want to hear a pixie sneeze?
I think a fairy farted. What was it?
If you're overseas, you might see a wanted poster for Swedish diddlers.
Oh, God.
Also known as sniddlers.
Bort, bort, bort. Touchy.
Keep your eye on your kids. They might get sniddled.
I like how two of those brought the mind right to Muppets.
Well, that was on you, though.
That's on me.
Yeah, you got Muppet on the brain.
Got Muppet brain.
A sniddle could
In
also...
fact, when a doozer sneezes, it sounds like a sniddle, in Lippy's definition.
A sniddle could also be like the Stop and Shop aftermarket brand of like Skittles. It's like, I can't afford a Skittle, so I got a sniddle.
When Bart Simpson was like, I've been drinking plenty of malt.
Yeah. Now with vitamin R?
I'm going the sneeze one. You knew I was going there. All right. Lippy, you're up. Who is Dr. K. Adupa? And while you think, a sniddle is actually very coarse grass.
That's fucking King Koopa, man. He went 8 years into medical school, so he's, you know, that's how he put it on his business card.
So King Koopa became Dr. K. Adupa?
King Kadupa.
King Kadupa.
Once Mario got his PhD. He had to
genetic. Dr. Mario my ass.
Mario, he's Dr. Mario, I should say. He definitely, his pockets run deep with that fucking prescription money, man.
He's the guy who jacked up those AIDS drug prices.
Have a bug? Take pills.
He gets all his supply from
the for you. Pills. Pills.
Pfizer pays me to give you pills. It's me, Mario. You take my pills.
But you'll get the cancer.
You depressed? You can't sleep?
It's the pills.
High cholesterol? Take my pills.
The mushrooms are for me.
Yeah. The mushrooms.
They make me grow.
Lou. Dr. K. Adupa.
Dr. K. Adupa is some Indian fuck.
Who no shit.
I was going that way too, shit.
Who strictly works on if somebody's got like that front pouch.
They got front butt?
Yes. He strictly does front butt removals. K-A-Dupa. Getting rid of the fupa.
He did it! Lou always rhymes. I don't know how he does it, but he got it to the rhyme. God damn it. I'm impressed.
Thank you.
Brian, Dr. K, Adupa.
Is Dalzim's disappointed father. There's no money in this street fighting. Just be a doctor. Well, I don't know why I'm giving him a fucking
voice. Why is he Italian?
There's no money in this one.
There you go.
Get a real job.
Yoga flame.
Like, Dad, I can fucking spit hot fire.
I don't know why Dalsim sounds like you fucking cure Keanu. Cancer?
I like that better, actually.
Like
yoga flame. Yoga fire. Yoga disappear.
Sound like an 80s surfer dude sent that
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
Damn straight,
dude.
Bro.
Dalsim, man.
Anyway, that,
I fought in front of elephants and shit.
That is his Dalsim's disappointed father.
All right, noticing trends. That's two video game references in that one.
Hmm.
Two Indian references.
That being doctors.
I like Brian's, actually. Street Fighter speaks to me.
He's like, yoga flame. Yoga lame. Get a doctorate.
You go to college.
Yeah. I went to Calcutta University.
Yoga to college. Wow.
Right, how many Indian colleges do you think have an elephant for their mascot?
All of them.
Yeah, 100%.
The elephants are fighting the elephants.
Could be that crazy octopus lady.
Ganesha?
Sometimes she...
That's an elephant.
Yeah, she's an elephant,
you
too.
You did, like, the Bruce Lee in Enter the Dragon, like the...
What octopus lady?
No, he's talking about the same thing.
Vishnu, right?
Sometimes she has an elephant face.
But that's an elephant.
Yeah.
Same person?
Yeah.
Oh.
Ganesh.
That one?
Yeah. Vishnu was a blue lady.
That's what I'm talking about. Didn't she have a lot of arms?
I'm telling you, sometimes I see her with an elephant face.
That's Ganesh.
Is it not the same thing?
Different things.
Whatever.
You guys have two different
apples
Indian
and oranges.
Restaurant menus, guys. Chill out.
Apples and fucking oranges. Yeah.
Yes, see blue lady.
I think I played a slot
game.
She got
four arms.
AC.
Did you get to pull like eight different arms? Because that
missed
that
opportunity.
Marketing,
if
yeah,
not.
That marketing sells itself.
No.
Vishnu's got, you got to pick the right arm. One of them's a winner.
No.
That's too much.
But it was mad
they
Bollywood though. You sprayed and it's like ding 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 ding.
Right. That sells itself, man.
And for whatever reason, like one time I hit a grand jackpot and it just threw out like finger chimes at me. It was like ding.
Has anybody ever watched a Bollywood movie? Yeah.
No.
Like the role of a Netflix.
They're
fucking.
Although I did watch
the good shit.
A Bollywood heavy
wasn't
metal
that Tiger
video.
One Bollywood?
With the what though?
The tiger on the boat?
No.
Tiger Singh, man.
Not every movie with an Indian guy is a Bollywood.
Are you talking
movie.
Life of Pi?
He's talking Life of Pi.
Richard
I hated
Parker.
That.
Richard
I
Parker.
Hated that movie so much.
That was a good movie.
It's as a kid.
What about
on
the
a
one with
Richard Parker?
What about
for
the,
2 hours?
What about the one with the chick and her brother? And it was
a Slumdog Millionaire.
That one.
Again,
see, I only seen one.
You don't
like,
know.
I've never seen Bollywood shit. That's all I know. And I didn't even know the name. You do.
Are like of the black movies you've seen, like Aquila and the Bee.
I've seen a lot of
Barbershop,
Blackula.
Friday, yeah.
I've seen Blackula and Black Dracula.
Yeah.
I have seen Blackula. The Eddie Murphy one?
No, that's a Vampire in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Oh, that one.
Which that is funny.
Is it?
Yeah.
I haven't seen
it's
that one
funny.
In a long, long
it
time.
It is funny.
Blackula wakes up at like 3 p.m.
Evil is good.
That's great. All right. What's this question about?
All right. We're up to Lou.
Yeah. I should have been thinking.
Initials.
Yeah.
Well, it's your turn to...
Oh, okay.
...to answer the first. Initials, RBI. RBI. Not
know,
a baseball
thing.
I'm not
going to
go
with that. Is.
It's actually not what you think it is. And Dr. K. Adupa was a Hindu university doctor who has trained lab rats to stand on their heads.
Huh.
What? Stop it. Were they B-boys? He's lazy.
They do B-boys dance and they wear clocks around their necks.
This is the most adorable thing I've ever heard of.
Little mice set up the cardboard, start flipping around
that
on it.
That girl is poison.
Poison.
Poison. True. What was that thing?
Oh, he's sniddled.
He's sniddled.
RBI, Lou.
I don't know.
Not a baseball thing.
Maybe this is for people who are addicted to ass, and they're ramming butts incessantly. Gay community, maybe.
That was better than I thought it was going to be.
I mean, they've only got two options. 50-50, it's going to be the butt. Right?
Okay.
Right?
There's a mouth. It's at least 33.3%.
Well, what's the... Why 33? What's the other
option? Yeah, there's three holes.
On a man?
Oh, you're talking about bitches,
right? Saying in the gay community.
Yeah.
Oh, gay community.
50-50.
Oh, man, I blocked that out. My bad. All right. Two holes, yes.
Yes.
And a hand.
Yeah.
Two hands, in fact.
They like to do a 66.
Gay community calls it 007. You're just the next coolest number.
Brian, you're up.
Doing 007, bro.
Yeah.
I was up.
What does RBI stand for?
We've all been there once or twice with a certain person. It's really bad in the course. Just like, you know what? Didn't need to buy this bitch dinner.
We should have went to Cracker Barrel.
We don't even have Cracker Barrels.
Should have.
I'd go for Bob Evans sausage gravy and biscuits.
What are you, an 8-year-old man?
It's delicious.
He goes for the early
bird
special.
Early bird special.
Oh, yeah. Bob Evans? The only time I've ever been there in my life is with my grandparents. They're like, oh, Bob Evans. They make great food. I'm like, what the fuck's a Bob Evans?
Gotta go. They close at 4.
We got the early bird special. We're eating at 2:30.
If you find me a can of that sausage gravy, because I know they sell it, I'd fucking buy the whole stock.
I'm going to be real with you guys. I don't know what a Bob Evans is.
Bob Evans is like, once you pass the Mesa-Dixon line, is where old people go to eat.
I was going
to
say, is he like the Arnold Palmer of steaks?
No, he's he's the Evans of shitty
steaks
restaurants.
Steaks and gravy!
He's the Evans of shitty restaurants.
Steaks and lemonade. Bob Evans.
Man's a genius. So what was your thing again? It was
really bad intercourse.
Really bad intercourse. Mm. Okay, Lippy? RBI.
Real Blue Indians. It's a syndrome that happens in the Indigo family of Indians where they all turn from red to blue.
The Indigo tribe.
Damn. Mm-hmm.
It's that dude who saw that guy throw out trash on the highway. He was like,
and they all just turn into avatars.
He just started tearing. He was like, this land was my land.
Oh, no. I'm blue.
That was... Oh, no.
Really shot yourself in the foot right there.
Cynthia used to drink Slurm.
Futurama.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. I like... It's between Brian and Liv. I'm going to go with Brian. Really bad in the course. Brian, you're up.
That was a good off the cuff.
Yeah, you were too quick on the draw, maybe.
He's had a lot of RBIs.
Yeah.
The quiet nod. All right, Brian, you're up. Mm-hmm. What is the plot of the film? It's a tough one. Rhubarb.
Rhubarb?
And an RBI is the Root Beer Institute, just so you know.
That sounds like a great place.
The Root Beer Institute?
I would like to enlist there.
Wait, is it Barks or is it like A&W? I like a Barks. I'm a Barks guy.
I'm a Barks man myself.
Mm-hmm. A&W's a little creamier.
Yeah, so bordering on cream soda. Mm-hmm. Anyway, rhubarb.
Rhubarb is a southern version of The Hills Have Eyes, where it's just like hicks coming out of the hills with overalls, fucking mutant people, just like, vote fucking Republican. Like, I don't know. You know, the hick shit. Pitchforks.
Like, vote Trump!
Yeah, it's like, the earth is 5,000 years old. Stop with your nonsense, Rube.
I see. You got that. Again, long way to get there, but I like the destination. Lippy, rhubarb.
It's Meryl Streep's next movie where, in the end, all she does is make a rhubarb pie. And it's very slow. It's very boring.
Like that answer.
My girlfriend loved that.
She starts off buying the ingredients, then kneading the dough.
Keep going.
She adds that jelly shit for filling. She calls it jelly shit. That's like the highlight of the movie, right?
Wait for the funny. And
there is no funny. It's a shit ass movie.
You're buzzed. It's never happened.
All right, Lou, you do better. Rhubarb. Right,
I'm gonna try. All right, so in the South, they have their own kind of movies, you know. This one is a Southern Kung Fu movie.
Like the Birth of a Nation.
This is different. This is the
Ooh, that hurts when you get it.
The South, they want to compete with our movies, so they made a Kung Fu movie. The hero is Rhubarb. And he's just some really southern hick who knows fucking...
He's got strong kung fu.
I don't know. Maybe it's like corn fu. It's two corn cobs tied together. And...
Corn chucks.
Exactly. Corn Everything shucks. Is corn-related fighting.
Shucks. Pun.
Exactly. So it's Rhubarb. Saving the... When the South rises again.
Is it the tagline?
Oh, yeah. He takes over New York.
Rhubarb takes Manhattan?
Right. That's a sequel.
Right.
Right, like, yeah. None of those. I'm going to give a point to the one I want to be real, and that's Luke.
Woo! You thought Escape from L.A. was good. Rhubarb takes New York. That's the shit.
I like the Rhubarb Goes to Hell. That's my favorite. Or Rhubarb in Space. They jumped a shark there. Yeah. I think Lippy's up. You get a law question. In Massachusetts, it was at one time unlawful to deliver what?
Rhubarb pie.
It's bringing it back.
It is illegal to deliver. It probably still is illegal to deliver little babies and little bassinets and just deliver them and bounce.
What are you, storks?
Are you saying leave them in a basket in front of an orphanage or what?
Maybe it was just a regular house, not an orphanage. Any house, any domicile. If you leave a baby, it was illegal.
No baby leavings.
Wait, I thought it was illegal to deliver.
Yes.
Specialty mail.
He said deliver a baby in front of him. Mm-hmm. Like, in a package, apparently. Your answer was weird, I think. I think that was phrased weird. I never read what Rhubarb was, so I'll say that is a movie about an eccentric millionaire who leaves his entire fortune to a cat named Rhubarb.
Hmm. It's kind of a cute name for a cat.
Is it?
I don't like cats, so it's gotta be.
Come here, Rhubarb.
Is that working for you?
No, it's, I don't like it. I like cats.
Right. Cats. Which is like ironic.
Self-loather.
I spell it differently. Mine's more Jewy.
It was originally C-A-T-S, but he was like, mine's fuck
more,
that.
Mine's more Jewy.
All right, so you had babies, Lippy. Mm-hmm. Unwanted babies in front of churches or whatever it was. Lou, in Massachusetts, it was at one time unlawful to deliver what?
Domino's if the guy who's ordering can't remember. Which would mean like cats would almost never get Domino's.
Thank God we don't live in Massachusetts.
Right. We would go hungry.
I can tell you how many times it's been like, cats, you think the food's here. What food?
Yeah. And then he passes out with a half eaten slice on his chest.
My favorite was cats is sleeping on the couch. And I forget who it was.
Been left They're like, Brian, Domino's.
The pizza guy's here. He's like, I didn't order it. And he's like, he's here. He's fucking at the door. And I was like, I never ordered it. You ordered it.
Mm-hmm.
It was delicious.
Oh, you ate most of it.
I guess it was.
You got cheesy bread. It was good. Yeah. Brian, in Massachusetts, it was at one time unlawful to deliver what?
To deliver gay I do's, but luckily they got rid of that savage law. And now gay people get married.
You remember that lady who was refusing it?
What?
Like that lady who was refusing it?
What lady?
The one who's...
The lady. That one lady who's not letting gay people get married and...
Yeah,
I missed that story. Purposefully purged her name from my mind because I didn't find her gross.
It's all on her shoulders. Like, well, she's her, like, then. Yay or nay.
Well, she was refusing to give up marriage licenses to gay couples despite the fact that she was an awful human being.
Oh, well, fuck her then.
So,
yeah.
Well, anyway, yeah.
Yeah, definitely fuck her.
They refused to give gay I do's and now they're cool with it.
Lou gets the point.
The Domino's one. I like that. That's nice. That's a warm family moment.
I do.
All right, card.
Does anyone object?
Yoo-hoo!
Right here. She is not fabulous. Gay weddings are a bit cunty.
Do you ever see the Key and Peele skit about...
The gay guy the gay with the really gay guy, and then he's like just a regular dude.
Educating the family about what a gay wedding is
that
like.
That one?
Yeah.
That one's hilarious. It's like, at what point is RuPaul going to be there?
Yeah. Quick question. Instead of rice, do we throw Skittles? Like, no, you throw the rice.
At what point do they play It's Raining Men? Like,
it's one of their
There best. Was a lot of famous actors in that scene, too. Like, yeah. I recognize a lot of those guys.
Oh, rest in peace, that show. I'm going to miss it.
It's done?
That was the final episode.
They wanted to end off on a high.
Oh, shit. That, well, they did. That was that last episode was super funny. Oh, that, you know what? I'm glad that was the last episode that they ended with their first joke.
Yes. That's what tied it together so well. All right, who went first that last one? That was Lippy went.
Yeah. My horrible baby one.
So, Lou, you're up. You get the define word.
Yeah.
What is a zumbaruck? A zumbaruck.
Zumbaruck. If you're in Zimbabwe and you hit some nigga over the head with a rock.
You've been zumbaruck.
Yeah. You've been zumbaruck.
Sounds like an internet meme. Like, they don't Rickroll, they zumbaruck.
Yeah. It's a lot more painful.
It's not bad. Brian? Zumbaruck.
African Legos. A lot of oranges and yellows.
It's all the daishiki colors.
Yeah.
Pretty sure it's a ton of brown.
For whatever reason, no matter how high or fast you build, they just build huts and shit.
Somebody turned African Legos like super racist.
Not much imagination. I don't know. They just make food. Turkey dinner, great.
Oh, it's just zumbaruck.
Psych, zumbarucks.
Oh, mom. I'm imagining the commercial now. That would oddly not air in Africa.
Right.
Because they talk in like...
They that's racist, Slippy.
A commercial in Africa must be like two snake oil salesmen come up to you with some zumbaruks. You can't live without this, kids. It's blocks.
I'm blocking every joke that I have because they're all terrible. So we're going to go ahead and skip to Lippy. What is a zumbaruk?
That's the evil seed of the Babadook.
Oh, the
Is this the sequel? Babadook. I was watching that movie on my laptop in a dark room. And my laptop froze in the middle of the movie. So it was just the thing entering the room going, ba, ba, duck. And then it froze. So it was just, duck, duck, duck,
duck. I don't know if it was just...
Duck, duck. And the screen went black and I had to go outside because I was scared.
I watched that movie in like 12 minutes. I just kept switching scenes to like...
When do I see the Babadook? Yeah,
I'm like, no. Finally, there I saw it. And that was it. And I was listening for that sound, that duck, duck, duck shit.
Bah, bah, duck. I don't know if it was anyone else, but did anyone else watch a movie and be like, you know, I'm not going to have kids?
I get that thought with most movies I watch.
That lady's life looks stressed.
I liked the movie, but I was like, this whole thing could have been prevented with just some stern ass whoopings.
Just beat once the Babadook out of that kid?
It was all because he was just out of control, just give him an ass whooping.
What, was that an Australian?
That'll fix it. It was something.
It was Australian.
Who knows?
It was Australian.
It's not American.
For sure Australian.
That would have been a good answer.
Beat blonde hair, blue eyes.
That's my answer.
So a zumbaruck is when you beat the Babadook out of a kid? That's the point, man.
Damn it. Should never help you.
All right, Brian, you start this round. Who is Max Kiss? Before you answer... An actual zumbaruck is a small swivel cannon fired from the back of a camel. I think we missed one. In Massachusetts, it was illegal to deliver diapers, except in an emergency.
Lippy was on the way.
He was close.
Yeah.
But he went full baby. Yeah. He overshot the mark.
Never go full baby.
So, Brian.
Good life advice.
I think that ties into the Babadook advice.
Yeah.
Who is Max Kiss?
Max Kiss is a rejected... oh, no, all right. It's a person, my bad. All right. Max Kiss is a guy who just is all about just kissing people, man. He just loves giving out smooches. And he's got big, fat lips. Like, absurdly large lips, like two sausages. Like,
it's more lip than man.
Yes. He also, ironically, hates the band Kiss, which I agree with. They stink. One song for 30 years, stop.
Okay, I agree with the second portion of that answer. Kiss sucks.
Uh-huh.
I had free tickets and I turned it down once.
Of course you would. I do not want to rock and roll all night with you.
That is the hardest part to accept in role models. Like, people like Kiss.
And Kiss is going to go forever.
Like, LARP, people like that. Kiss, not so much.
I've seen people LARP. I've never heard anybody say, I love Kiss.
Yeah. The worst thing that you could do to me, like, the worst slight... Did you bury me in some type of kiss coffin? I don't want that.
Right.
Like, I'm fine with dying. Like, it's going to happen, but...
It's just Gene Simmons' face staring at you like...
Aliens fucking dig me up, and they're like, this fag love kiss? Yeah. Put him back in the ground. Right. We were going
to... We don't need to study him.
Mm-mm. Back in the ground, star child.
But yeah, that'd be the second...
And they paint you like Peter Criss. Yeah. In the kitty makeup.
Would that be the worst one?
Yes.
The kitty makeup?
The kitten? Yeah.
They're all shitty.
The kitty is the worst.
The kitty, I know, like, dude, they
it's the demon.
The demon, the star child, star,
yeah.
The kitty cat.
Yeah.
And the forgotten one. I don't know. There's a fourth, right?
And George Harrison. Yeah.
And Pete Best.
I forget what the other one is, but it's not a fucking kitty.
Dude, can you imagine, like, guys,
and the crow.
They're right. Like, yo, Gene, that's a fucking cool thing. What do you call it? The demon. Yo, what's that star child?
Yeah, way to go, Ace.
Yeah. Dude.
Yeah.
Kitty cat?
Meow. Right.
You're what, are you retarded?
You ever hear them talk?
Ironically,
to?
He never got any pussy.
You ever hear the, you ever
he
hear
was
like,
a pussy.
You ever hear him talk too?
No.
His voice is amazing.
That particular kiss?
Like a bitch?
Oh, he's like, Star Child, we need to go. Like, you ever see, like,
Ace Frehley?
Like, kiss, fucking Pink Panther?
Kiss Save Santa or whatever the fuck it was?
No, Ace Frehley, he has, like, silver on his face.
Yeah, yeah.
He's the guitar player.
I thought he was the Star Child.
Yeah.
No, Star Child is Paul Stanley.
Paul Stanley.
Oh, I can't tell.
Gene Simmons guys. And then Kitty Demon. Face.
And I, Peter Criss, Peter right? Criss. Yeah.
See, that was one I didn't know. Peter Criss.
The only reason I know it is because of, like, sitcoms, I think.
Sitcoms? It's yeah. Kitty Face.
They would occasionally show up on Scooby-Doo.
That's true.
Kiss?
They alternate between Kiss and the Globetrotters.
And Adam West's Batman.
Globetrotters and Batman, I get. Yeah. Kiss?
Do you get Globetrotters, though?
Yeah, I get the Globetrotters.
They had the Christmas movie?
Yeah.
And it's just like...
Cool, man.
It's like, how many investigations are you going to assist on?
Curly Joe was essential.
Right. It's like, don't you guys have to juke and jive or whatever, whatever you're doing? Jive. Like dribble and
you're just naming basketball, whatever you can
shoot
do.
The three.
Like they gotta practice.
I like when Don Knotts
he's spinning the ball on his finger. Just take it.
At what point do you have from
why would you bet on the generals, Krusty?
I thought the generals were due.
I do the trick with the little bike. I love it.
Alright, Lippy, we're up to you. Who's Max Kiss?
Max Kiss is Bruce Campbell's Instagram name.
Why Bruce Campbell?
Because he's a pimp like that. Hail to the king.
Hail to the king. Max Kiss, baby.
Max Kiss.
I don't know.
He's not going to just call himself Bruce Campbell on Instagram.
Why not?
I'm going to gloss over.
Tinder. That's his Tinder name.
I'm going to gloss over your answer and just state my excitement for that new TV show.
That's Ash why I'm versus the Evil Dead. Can't wait.
Looks fucking amazing.
Star.
Okay.
Ooh.
I got a good one.
Who is Max Kiss?
Max Kiss. It's a porn parody.
Of course it is.
Gay porn.
You know it's a guy. We're like, okay. What's he famous for?
Max Payne.
It's Tom Hardy in Max Kiss.
Hard
D.
Dash D.
in Max Kiss. I don't know.
Max also starring Leonardo DiCaprio.
Max Kiss versus the War Boys.
The Whore Boys?
Yeah, exactly.
Have you seen this picture?
Yeah. Surprisingly, Furiosa is not in it.
Her and her robot hand jobs.
Right. Although she is pretty butch in that movie.
I hate that I'm giving that
Tom Hardy.
I like that. That made me laugh.
That writes itself, man.
Lippy's up. Max Kiss is the Hungarian inventor of Ex-Lax.
Thank you, Max Kiss. I can poop now.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Give your praise to Max Kiss.
Pipes out.
What do the initials P-P-A stand for? And while you think of that, somebody hand me a beer. Groovy. That's P-P-A.
Sounds like a disorder.
Is
just
it?
Like, you I have me? P-P-A. I can't go out in the sunlight.
Vampire disease.
So you're forgoing the.
I don't know.
You're just saying that it's like
photosonic fucking can't handle that pussy ass sunlight shit.
You're adding way too much.
You could have said it's a pale person anomaly or something. Nothing. Don't go in the sun. That's what you got. It's not bad. Lou?
Photosonic personal apathy. I don't know. I feel bad that I can't go in the sun.
He sounded pretty smart when he said that.
Okay.
Photosonic.
This is something our boy...
I like that.
It's something our boy Kenny knows all about.
That means it's a bad thing.
Mm. It's priests pounding altar boys.
Oh.
Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, where's the fucking tots soundbite?
I got it.
That's why the Pope's here blessing everything to say I'm sorry. We're sorry.
Gorgeous little tots!
We're sorry.
Brian? PPA?
It's petty Paris attitudes, man. I feed it to the rats!
Oh, we brought it to the French.
Yes. Petty Paris attitudes, it's like, they're just really cynical and shitty about things, man. They're like, go home, foreigner!
I spit on your culture!
Crepes is an ethnic dessert!
Get out of here with your filthy pancakes! Feed them to the dogs!
I've been there, it's really like that.
Drink your wine somewhere else, cat!
What are you doing here, Lippy? We don't like you here, American swine.
After they told him that, they tried to seal him up in an invisible box.
Unleash the mimes!
throw quiches at him! It can only...
pelt him with the quiche!
Weirdly enough, it can only be pronounced right if you were in a beret, a scarf, and a black and white striped shirt.
I like the picture of, like... Avatar Airbenders is forming an invisible box around him.
Take your Vespas back to Italy, guineas!
Alright, Brian gets that one.
Woo.
You appealed to my strong love of that French accent.
Mm-hmm. Who starts at
I was
Lou.
Last.
Lou, what is the plot of the film Bongo? And the PPA is the Purple Plum Association.
Obviously.
One of them fucking pink plums. One of the purple ones. That's Bongo.
Alright, so this is... this is a movie dedicated to that old character, Bongo McMichaels.
The Bongo McMichaels? Yeah,
right. He got his own spinoff.
I love the Bongo series.
So he got his own fucking movie.
I think I got kind of weak when Roger Moore started playing him, but still. Is that your answer?
I don't know.
Bongo McMichael?
Well, you know what? Let him go and maybe I'll come up with something better.
So you're using your pass.
Yeah.
You could just say pass. Brian, what's the plot of the film Bongo?
Bongo is the unfilmed, unwritten sequel to Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. Where they take another drug trip out there, but this time it gets way more crazier, and they're on more hallucinogens. They're doing... Honestly, it was a little watered down. That's why they never made it. And it was the Hangover 2 of the series.
It just was the exact same movie.
Yeah. They were like, you know...
But this time it's Fear and Loathing and...
Thompson, it's the same fucking story. You got fucking destroyed in Las Vegas.
Quiet, we're in Bongo country.
Yes, but it was... Put that print. It's like, no. We already did that. It's over with.
Okay.
Alright.
Lippy?
Bongo is a story of a chimpanzee taken from the wild and subjected to rigorous tests by a space scientist by the name of Matthew Broderick.
Who threw barrels at him.
Where he has to sit in these spacesuits and get subjected to nuclear waves, and eventually it kills all his fellow monkeys.
Mm-hmm. I'm listening. I'm still into this. Is this going somewhere?
No, it's just the documentary of that chimp in that movie from Matthew Broderick.
Oh, I was hoping he would turn into a monkey Hulk.
He rose to power and...
By the power of gamma rays, he hulked out, turned green...
I just want to hear...
Next to the blue Indians.
Bongo smash.
bongo smash.
His only weakness was the special hammer.
Oh no.
All right.
Blue?
Yeah.
You got something?
Yeah. So
better than Bongo McMillan or whatever the fuck it was?
All right. So, you know, Hawaii, they're kind of, they're part of America, but they're very separate, right? They've got their own version of Stomp the Yard. Instead of drums, it's these shitty bongo drums.
Bongo drums.
And it's just a bunch of fucking big, sweaty Hawaiians just slamming on drums.
Do you bongo?
So it's like Stomp, but in Hawaii?
Yeah, exactly.
Stomp the guys that drum on everything.
Exactly.
Booga booga booga. Boogity boogity boogity. Right.
I think Brian's impression just gave Lou that point. All right, final question. And an interesting thing has happened here. We have a three-way tie. So this is the answer. And Brian starts.
Let's do it. How is there a three-way tie? There's three people. I definitely didn't get that.
There's been nine questions.
Oh, shit.
Each of you got 3 points. Math.
No, I know that. I just thought most of my answers blue.
Well, you had a few gems in there.
You had some good ones.
I try.
All right. Bongo is actually... Bongo the circus bear packs in the crowds and leaves for a quiet life in the woods.
Who names a bear
Rides
Bongo?
A bicycle.
I know. It's a monkey name.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go in those woods.
Bongo from the Congo.
Bongo don't want to go. We haven't done the bear voice in years.
It's like, hey, boo-boo, I met a new friend. His name is Bongo.
Give me that picnic basket.
I don't like the cut of that guinea bear's jib.
I don't know, Yogi.
Cut Ranger Smith's throat. He's bothering me. He used to hang with Wolverine.
There you go. It's like he needed an explanation for why he's cutting rangers.
He's violent. Yeah.
Hi, this is Bongo. Are you holding, man?
When I go to sleep, I dream about fires.
It's hard to score here in Jellystone.
I'm fresh out.
All right.
I'll suck your dick for a picnic.
I want to give you a point, though. It's not a question.
Did you already give him a point?
Yeah, I did, but that was really funny.
Oh, man.
That should be the episode title.
All right, so
what's you get the law question. In Apple Valley, California, it is a criminal offense for a duck to what?
To refuse bread.
That's a rude fucking duck.
Yeah, they're done with these rude fucking ducks that are not eating old people's bread. There's too much bread on the street.
You think you're better than me? Eat the bread!
What place was this again?
Apple Valley, California.
It's a really progressive town, and the ducks are gluten-free. They're real fucking
dicks. Gluten-free ducks.
Yeah. I don't eat that. I have celiacs. Is that gluten-free bread?
They all sound like gluten. That was a really good one.
Wait! I don't eat it.
Bravo on the impression.
What am I, an animal? Affleck, fuck you.
Not bad, all right. Lippy. In Apple Valley, California, it is a criminal offense for a duck to what?
They're not allowed to quack, so you got a bunch of fucking silent ducks around. They fucking taste the shit out of that duck. Or they write him up and, you know, he has to go through the court system if he quacks.
And it's nothing but penalties for a duck. A duck is susceptible to all types.
My insurance is through the roof!
It's hard out there for a duck.
Yeah, it gets hit with all types of late fees and... A duck with a $50 fine ends up paying almost $1,000 in extra little fees. It's really fucked up.
Oh, is that statistically
right?
true?
The mom comes, she's like, really, honey? Quacking again? How many times do I got to bail you out?
Yeah. $50.
While the whole
bunch of, try it again, tough guy.
While a ton of agent people are just rolling their fingers going, ha, ha, ha. Get that duck.
All right. And to Lou,
yeah,
in Apple Valley, California, It is a criminal offense for a duck to
allow his nephews to go on just life-threatening adventures.
Can I change my answer? Can I change my answer?
Especially with a little
cave
duck.
We're not done
duck.
With this.
Especially when those beagle boys are around.
And some halfwit who you have him flying around the world.
Launchpad McQuack!
That who guy, seems to do every spin-off show with ducks and dogs.
That guy wasn't right in the head. He was fucked up, right?
Darkwing sure. hired him.
He was a shitty pilot for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, it was Scrooge. Just, we're going to have to crash this motherfucker. It's like it's going down. Yeah,
it's only one way out of this.
Launchpad was definitely fucking Daffy, right?
He wore a helmet.
Yeah. Oh, I heard that wrong. I thought he was fucking Daffy Duck.
No, he was Daffy in the head.
Yeah, he was dumb.
Not this little black duck.
You know, at one point he tried out for Tailspin. He just didn't make the cut. Right.
Baloo, man, he was just like, this is our town. Yeah. Bears drive planes here.
Go back to Duckburg.
Yeah. We don't like your kind around here.
There was a lot more racial tension in that universe than you think.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you're
yeah.
barely a necessity launch pad.
Boom! Drop the mic.
He did have a Spartacus chin, though, launch pad. Like, just a real diesel.
Jay Leno style.
Yeah.
It was a tumor.
He didn't live beyond the Darkwing Duck days.
Shockingly, Launchpad didn't die in a plane crash.
Everyone has a real talent. His talent was crashing planes.
Yeah. And he kept getting jobs.
Yeah. That was his talent. This steady
why,
employment.
This is why ducks should not be in charge of society.
The fucker definitely lied on a lot of resumes.
Those goddamn mallards.
Fly a DC-9. Check.
Oh, man. Can you imagine the duck horrors that he dumped out of a DC-9?
How many times did Gizmo Duck have to pull his ass out of the fire?
Blathering, blathers, cats, man.
You said it.
Woo!
Brian, just out of curiosity, what were you going to change your answer to?
Say it.
In Apple Valley, California, it is a criminal offense for a duck to...
Not hear the word DuckTales and not go, woo-hoo!
Okay, I kind of figured that was it. Lou gets the point.
Woo!
That was a strong... second answer, but
or should I say woohoo?
There you go.
Yeah.
So, second week in a row.
What the fuck was that? Are you right with your blueberry mist?
Sometimes it's strong. Hey, if it keeps me from smoking cigarettes, that's great. I'll fucking. It doesn't even hurt nearly as bad.
When you smoke cigarettes, are you diddling little boys? So who cares if you smoke them?
Yeah, it was just a sniddle.
A little snail.
Nice.
According to my score sheet here, this is Lou's second week in a row breaking Brian's run.
Yeah,
I have won.
You had like two in a row before.
Did I? Mm-hmm.
And now
I'm sure you did. Yeah,
Lou's back on.
That's right, nigga. Woo!
Strong showing,
man.
No, he said nigga, not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lou, you did it this time.
There was a hard R in his eyes.
Well done, Elsie.
Yeah.
KZ, bitch, get it right.
Lou, yeah, still
stop moving that thing. It's horrifying.
Yeah.
Watch its head jiggle.
You need some neck?
Yeah. He's got like this fucking...
So uncomfortable.
He's got a stiff neck.
It's like, hi.
It's creepy.
Yeah.
Anyway, Lou, congratulations on the win. Who Ooh. Goes next week?
We'll find out. You gotta listen to find out.
Listen to find out.
Yeah, tune in next time.
Right. Comic-Con plugs. It's coming to 2 weeks now? 2 weeks?
Ooh. Yeah.
We're down to the wire. Mm-hmm. You guys excited?
Yeah, man. It's I'm more excited when I'm there. The process leading up to it's always pain in the ass.
I'm preemptively tired. All right, let's call it a word punchy.
That's it. That's enough.
All right, so follow us on Twitter at PIB Comics. Like us on Facebook, PIBComics.com. Yeah. Check us out on all the social media bullshits that exist that Lou takes care of and I don't take a look at. Anything else?
Comic-Con booth 583.
583.
We got shot glasses this year. We got a new comic, Southern Comfort by Kaz.
Big Kaz himself.
We have our original comic by Pete, Lessons Learned, and we have our second one by Lou.
I'm going to grab those Seventh Fears, just to put those out there. So the book from last year.
I won't associate with Dave after last year.
I'll take care of that part. And Big Kaz, by the way, saw the art. one hell of a fucking artist and a good dude. So support him.
Cool man, yeah.
Come see him, get a commission, give him a hug.
Mm-hmm. And while you're at it, listen to my guest spot on Bold and Belligerent.
Yes, last week's episode.
Mm-hmm. And
really funny.
Thank you. And listen to the newest Casa Mirth, which will have our new spot on
our little guest spot.
Oh shit! Yeah. I forgot we did that. I want to listen to that.
You were like Mikey Nut Punch or something.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. They're funny, those guys over there. They
love that fucking soundbite where you're like, and you know, Kobe Bryant hooked up with
who?
Ew.
It's funny. I love that British wit sometimes, man. It's fucking
yeah. It's good. Great. Norman Trousers, River Zambezi, check them out. Mm-hmm. Lippy, thanks for coming on.
You have anything to plug, Lippy?
Thanks for having me. We haven't seen you in a while.
You have anything to plug, Lippy? I'm sorry. Do you have anything to plug, Lippy?
Like words of advice?
Promote. Are you doing anything with your life worth noting?
No, just working.
Cool.
Yeah.
Up top, brother. Tiff, thank you for being quiet and enduring this. Mm-hmm. And for myself and Brian and Lou, close the door behind you. Okay. Up. I never had shit, had a heart, got a slit. Might as well rip it out. Got a dream, I ain't giving out. That's what it's all about. All these fucking people tell me who I gotta be. Oh fuck you, motherfucker, you're my enemy. All I need is 5 minutes to remember me. Finna come into a murder scene, cause all you do is breathe. It's J6 and this bitch, don't remind me that I'll never be shit. You'll dig your own dick. Stories of curse from the start. Joys and being all in life.